Hello everyone, how are you? Long time no see. I am Ray from AMD Linux team, and it's my pleasure to talk about the new AMD CPU performance scaling proposal in this conference. And we designed the solution at the beginning of this year and start upstream at this month in Linux kernel. The current implementation is verified on one of Zen 3 processors. Its name is Zen, and we will continue to enable more AMD Zen-based CPU series in following days. Okay, move to the background. We were working with Valve software engineers to enable the Steam Deck on AMD platform early this year. While we were tuning the Steam game's performance of Vulkan to D3D Proton, they found two issues on the AMD processors. One is something wrong with the CPU frequency prints, and another is a slow motion on the Horizon Zero Draw. And we spent a long time to investigate them and found quite a few problems for ACPI CPU freak driver on AMD processors. So ACPI CPU freak driver may not be very performance and power efficiency on modern AMD platforms. Okay, let's talk about the existing kernel frequency control here. Linux kernel provides a CPU freak framework to use kernel governors, and such as on-demand and schedule tier policy to control CPU clocks. And many years ago, Intel implemented ACPI-based CPU freak driver, and it is absolutely a great driver to provide a general solution on the legacy Intel processor before Sandy Bridge. Then they switched to the Intel-specific P-state driver in recent CPU series. However, current AMD CPU platforms are still using the ACPI-based CPU freak driver to measure the CPU frequency and the clocks, with switching only in three P states. The ACPI-based CPU freak driver are developed on the Intel platforms and will bring some potential issues on AMD processors as well. AMD hardware also provides the firmware-based CPU clock dynamic power measurement. It is also control the it is also to control the processor frequency, so we call it as DPM. The ACPI CPU freak driver is not aware of AMD CPU clock DPM in the firmware, so we would have some conflicts to impact the final target frequency. So we plan to design and implement a new AMD CPU freak control proposal. This proposal is expected to handle the hardware functionalities such as AMD CPU SMU firmware and ACPI CPPC handling. The AMD processor provides the MSR registers as the backend mailbox for the frequency control. Because MSR is a low latency register model, that is faster than ACPI ML code interpreter buffer. So we implement a new AMD P-state driver instead of ACPI CPU freak driver for AMD platforms. It is able to use a finer grain CPPC frequency range instead of traditional ACPI 3P state to control CPU clocks. We can use even leverage kernel governor such as the schedule tier to predict the workload to calculate more reasonable design performance goals with the Linux CPU CFS scheduler. We mainly use the schedule tier governor to optimize the solution and manage the hints to the SMUC clock DPM to calculate the final target frequency. And these four performance values are defined for MDP state performance capabilities. They are the performance scales which are mapped at different processor frequencies. You know, the different processor types have different frequencies. And the MDP state solution introduce a continuously performance scale between the highest perf and the lowest perf. The highest perf is similar with both the day before, and the nominal perf is similar with the P0 state. The processor frequency can dynamically adjust it during this range. These four performance values are defined for MDP state performance control. The performance scales, which are mapped at different processor frequency as well, user can assign the performance range as the hint to the hardware. The hardware can control the real-time frequency according to the hints that MDP state driver provides. And the fourth scale is difference. It provides hint if the driver wants to advance toward performance and energy efficiency. This entry is not implemented so far, so we will take care of this in the future. This kernel has several governors, such as on-demand performance, power save, user space, and scale util to control the general frequency change for most of CPU processors. Performance and power save set the highest and the lowest performance goals statically for the processor core support. The on-demand governor is mainly used for most of current processors besides modern AMD processor, modern AMD Zen series CPUs. This governor says CPU frequency depends on the current system workloading. And schedule util expect to the better integration with the Linux kernel scheduler. Load estimations is achieved through the schedule utils. Schedulers the per entity loading checking method, which also provides the information about recent workloading. Okay, this is the big picture for the MD CPU freak driver. And the MD CPU freak driver is create a new kernel module named is MDP state and the Linux CPU freak subsystem. This module can access the CPPC relative MSR registers and which provided on some of Zen 3 and later MD processors, which includes the CPPC functionalities. The SMU former can detect the hints that MDP state passes the while the MSR register and the response request into the hardware control. They will control the CPU clocks according to the performance goals from the MDP state module. The CPU freak score estimates the CPU usage statics over the last period, which is similar with the SMU former to monitor the C0 resistance. Then they decide that the frequency is increased or decreased. However, this kind of CPU statics are mainly controlled by the ACPI processor idle driver in Linux kernel, and that is using the mWait style translation to set CPU from C0 to C1. And current Linux kernel is mainly used the completed fail scheduler to manage the processor scheduling. And the Linux CFS scheduler provides per entity loading checking method to manage the real workloading at real time. The schedule util works based on the DVFS for the task manager by the CFS scheduler. The DVFS is dynamic voltage and frequency scaling. And the real-time and deadline scheduler tasks are always running at the highest frequency. And it is the user mode CPU power extension tool to manage the CPU frequency subsystem running status. We can also add MDP state support at this tool. Okay, the Linux CPU FreeCore offers a standardized interface for CPU frequency subsystem. This module is to manage the CPU frequency and the performance via the MDP state API with the multiple MD kernel governors. We use the two identifiers to know whether the processor supports MDP state module or not. The module registers MDP state driver instance to implement the general operations in the callback functions, and it can execute the related performance scheduling control that is dedicated for MDP state interfaces on the MD processors, such as the address perf, target, and the fast switch. They are used for mapping the functions in the governor, like the on-demand and schedule too. Then the kernel governors can manage the P state performance hints while the MDP state module for each processor core. And we will implement MDP state CPU performance scheduling driver IST documentation to introduce driver details. And sorry. Okay, continue looking at the MDP state driver. The MDP state driver implements the CPU data to store the private MD specific information and the function callbacks. We implement MDP state register read and write helpers for the capability and the request interfaces. This driver implement FreeCore request interface instance for the FreeCore constraints. The constraint structure sets the limited range between the maximal and the minimal frequency between which register into the Linux power management quality of service framework. In future, we plan to implement kernel parameters to switch different frequency management policies and customize the different the policies to specific product, and implement support of EPP, energy performance, pre-reference control, and the prefer core. The prefer core is for single thread performance. Okay, there are two static trace events which can be used for MDP state dynamic diagnostics. And one of them is the CPU frequency trace event generally used by the CPU freak. And another is MDP state perf event, a trace event specific to MDP state driver. It can monitor all the performance goals with MDP state programs to the hardware at runtime. The MDP state exposes several global attributes in the CSFS to control its functionalities at the performance level. The attribute files are located under the CPU freak subsystems to affect all CPU cores. They can indicate the highest, normalized, nominal, and the lowest performance and frequencies. And CPU power tool is the library, a user space tool to query the sets of CPU freak APIs. This tool is suggested by Linux community and widely used by Linux world for processor power configuration applications. And it can we will add two components, such as MD P state performance frequency lever and MDP state CSFS operation handling. Then user can control the CPU power tool to manage to manage the MDP state module. Okay, we pick up the MDC Zen processor to do some performance provider testing on multiple CPU benchmarks. This is T-Bench. And with the 128 clients result, they are average data. And the MDP state got 3% improvement with schedule 2, governor, and 10% improvement with the on-demand governor. And this is the Git source benchmark test. It is also the average data, and MDP state got 19 improvement with the schedule 2 and 26% improvement with the on-demand. And this is speedometer JavaScript benchmark for Chrome, and the schedule 2 result is almost the same, and you can see 1/4% should be in the measurement error range. So they are the average data, and the MDP state got a 10% improvement. With the 10% improvement with the on-demand governor. And this is the Horizon Zero Draw games under the same performance. And look at pictures. This is the MDP state clocks. You will see it's much lower than the ACPI's CPU clocks. We can save more CPU power consumption here. Okay, finally, according to the test result on each benchmarks, we got very positive improvement with the new MDP state driver. We are in progress to upstream the whole solutions in the official Linux kernel. You can refer below repo to get the latest source codes of MDP state driver. You know, the MDP state MSR based APIs are the first time for the Linux solution, so we might face some potential stability issues. I need to do more testing and verifications. So finally, we hope this solution can be accepted by Linux community. Okay, that's all. Thank you very much.
Okay, and now it's time for the QA session. So the first question we have from Bas Nieuwenhuizen. Given that perf per watt is typically better on lower clocks, is the absolute performance still good?
We already do some testing confirm which compare with the performance and the dedicated performance and the dedicated for power, and even we can promise the performance is still is at least still the same, but we can, by under the same performance, we can save more power during for least least fine-grained performance range, and then Lexid ACPIP state driver.
And Michel Lancet asks, what's the oldest version of Zen that can work with the new AMD P state driver?
So far, for this feature, we still need the support from hardware and the system BIOS and PM firmware. So if the system BIOS and the firmware can support this function, we can enable more legacy Zen based CPU series. But in fact, we are actually in progress to enable them in 4 days.
Okay, it looks like that's all the questions we have for today. So please hop onto the IRC channel in case someone comes along more. Thank you for your talk and have a great day.
Okay, thank you.